does the idea of paying for a way to deal with water runoff grab you? Well, the city's rolling out a series of community meetings next week to begin the difficult conversation of planning for the future when it comes to protecting our oceans and managing our stormwater runoff. We've all seen the damage due to flash floods in recent years as capacity of our drains has come to the forefront as an issue for our community. City Facilities Director Ross Asamora sat down with us yesterday afternoon to talk about this proposed idea to create a utility to help improve our stormwater system and plan for climate change.
Well, the stormwater utility is something that the state legislature authorized us to do back in 2015. Seeing that it was very important for the counties to be able to plan for what happens in the future, in the sense that there are many different types of pressures that are coming our way, some of which are regulatory. We live in a very special place where people come from all over the world to enjoy the environment here. A lot of it has to do with water sports and enjoying recreational activities in the water. And water quality is very, very vital to our state for us to continue to enjoy that kind of notoriety around the world. So for us, water quality became a very important issue to make sure that we protect and provide for the future of the island of Oahu, the city and county of Honolulu, and also make sure that we comply with all of the federal regulations that we anticipate to protect water and to ensure that we have clean water in the environment for us to recreate in and for us to enjoy water sports and actually harvest some food from as well.
So it's all about clean water, and I know the city has passed some laws, you know, to make sure that any runoff, let's say from construction, new construction, is handled properly. We also saw last year with those rain bombs, you know, the unusual flooding that we saw, and the need for a discussion about capacity building in some of our storm drains, like East Honolulu.
That's correct. So a lot of the capacity issues are the result of us developing land a long time ago, putting in the infrastructure, but never coming back to revisit any of that, never coming back to look at what the current state of development is and whether or not those systems are still able to convey all of the stormwater. And so those are some of the things that can be done in the future. But really what's important is for us to have a stable revenue base that we can look at to allow us to plan in advance. So in other words, other utilities like the water utility that's here managed by the Honolulu Board of Water Supply, from time to time we have water main breaks that actually create some challenges for people when they're going to school or to work. And for us, it's not so much breaks, but it's a matter of us making sure that those storm drain systems operate efficiently, operate effectively, and are also going to be resilient in the future, because we're also concerned about sea level rise. And we already have places like Mapunapuna where we know that seawater actually comes into the storm drain system and floods the streets in the reverse direction that we want the water to go. So there are a lot of things that we have to address, but again, primarily the thing that we're really focusing in on right now for us, the quality of the water, so that we don't pollute any of the streams, rivers, or the valuable ocean resources that we have.
Yeah, I think in Mapunapuna, I snapped a shot during one of those king tides of fish on the sidewalk, you know,
right,
which was astounding.
Yes. And you could probably go fishing in the storm drain and probably cast the crab net before you go to work and come home and harvest all of that.
Yeah,
too.
One thing I learned is don't drive your car through that area,
right,
because it rusts the undercarriage.
Yes, it's salt water and it does take its toll on vehicles. So I know that there are a lot of people that drive through there that have suffered that effect as well.
So tell us about this proposed utility. You folks are launching a series of meetings, and what are you trying to get across to people?
Right, so we have a schedule of 18 meetings in different places around the island, hopefully in areas that are convenient for folks to go to after work. We hope that people will come to the meetings and share their candid remarks. I understand that there are many pressures financially that families on Oahu are facing, and so it's not something that's easy for anybody to really be able to think that they can adapt to. But what we're asking everybody to do is to come in, share their comments, and help give us some guidance as to how best they think we need to do this, because we have to find a reasonable way for us to not only make sure that we establish a solid, reliable stream of revenue for our storm drain system, but also make it so that the people that live here can live with that and actually pay fees, if fees are going to be assessed, if people want to look at credits so that they have better control over what they're going to be paying, then that's important for us to understand too, because we want to give people the flexibility to actually implement some measures on their property that would make a difference in water quality and be able to benefit from that by paying less or having some incentive to put those improvements into their private property.
Is the idea that you're trying to avoid people concreting like their entire lot, that you want to have some green space and the water, the aquifers get recharged?
Right. So when we talk about stormwater is a very important part of our environment in the sense that it's part of the water cycle. Stormwater comes from rain. The rain comes from the evaporation that naturally takes place. And so it's a cycle of water that we're looking at making some improvements in the sense that right now, the way people develop, if you concrete your yard, yes, you reduce the amount of work you have to put into it. But at the same time, your property will shed more water off into the street. And when we talk about flooding and we talk about development, the big change in the environment is the ground no longer absorbs water, right? We push everything off to the ocean, into the rivers. But really what we want is we want the land to absorb that water to replenish the aquifer that we are drawing from every time we take a glass of water or we brush our teeth or we take a shower, and sadly, whenever we flush the toilet. And so we want to provide some measures that will allow the land to be able to accept the water back again in highly developed areas. But we also want to provide the means by which people can reduce their use of potable water, reduce their use of that valuable aquifer, by setting up rain barrels or actually setting up rain gardens on their property where through the process of directing flows off of your roof or your gutter system, you irrigate your garden or you collect it so that you can use it later. And one of the things that's important to remember is in a time where we have some emergencies, maybe caused by weather or other events, a rain barrel can also provide you water that you can flush your toilet or you can use for other non-potable uses. So it provides some measure of resilience in that way.
So I guess then by creating a system under which you can provide incentives for property owners to have some green space or take out some of the concrete that they might have put in, like we saw with the monster home issue.
Right, right. And so when we talk about equity and how all of this would work, the amount of impervious area or the areas that don't absorb water but shed water are really what we're keying in on when we talk about how much should each property owner pay, how much should everybody's share be. And so one of the things that's important to understand too is we're not only saying everybody that that lives and works in Mo'ili'ili or Makali or La'ie has to pay, but we're also saying that there are property owners today that don't pay taxes. Government properties don't pay taxes, property taxes. There may be some other organizations and some other property owners that are in some class that don't require them to pay. So we're actually looking at an even assessment across the board at all properties. And it's all going to be based on how much impervious area there is on that property, how much area that you have that's actually shedding water and not collecting it.
So let's say one of the areas, maybe a commercial property, let's say Alamoana Shopping Center, and that's a lot of concrete there.
That is, and so that's a very good example. But it's not one that's going to be free of any credits or any means of lowering their fee, because we do want people to take advantage of whatever opportunities there are out there to try to conserve the use of potable water. So that's one of the reasons why we're collecting comments from the public. We also have a stakeholder advisory group that's comprised of not only members of the public, but we have some people that are environmentalists. We have people that are neighborhood board people. We have other professionals involved as well, so that we can try to do the best we can to come up with a system that's going to be equitable, fair, and respectful of everybody's situation.
Is it likely then people will just see another fee on their water and sewer bill?
We're still working through the mechanism of how it would be billed if we get to that point. Right now, we're looking at more a matter of how it's going to be constructed, whether there's different tiers, how we would break groups up or properties up, what kinds of incentives there may be, what kinds of credits there may be. A lot of those things before we start looking at the nuts and bolts of how we're going to actually assess or how we're going to collect. One of the things we do want to do is we want to make sure that everything is transparent. So we want everybody to see how the money's collected. We want everybody to see how the money is spent so that there's no question about whether or not we're being managed or we're being responsible in managing the funds that are collected. So one of the things that we are doing now is we're going to be establishing a special fund, a special bucket that the money is going to be put into. The city already collects funds that are associated with stormwater protection. And largely those funds are being collected when people go in for building permits. We talked about construction a little bit ago. So those funds right now are being deposited into the general fund. And the general fund is used for a lot of different things. Well, what we're proposing to do and what we're hoping to do, we have to go through the city council and get their approval, but what we're hoping to do is set up a special fund for stormwater.
So it's dedicated and nobody can rate it for something else.
That's exactly right. You know, really, it's all about making sure that our future is going to continue to be a good future for everybody that lives here on Oahu, for people that want to continue to come to Hawaii and Oahu to visit. We want to make sure that we maintain this pristine environment that we were blessed with, and we want to provide for continued growth in population. So as population densities increase, as we develop more areas, we put in more roads, we put in more driveways, we build more homes or commercial buildings, we take away that ability to absorb water. But at the same time, with more people, there's a demand for more water. And we want to make sure that that potable water aquifer, that water that everybody looks very highly upon here, is protected for future use, and that all of those activities that don't require potable water, we want to be able to make sure that that stormwater is there for that purpose, because it's just a part of the cycle.
That was Ross Sasamora, director of the city's facilities maintenance department. As far as the timetable, so the city will first need to set up that special fund with hopes to have a bill later this year establishing the new utility. Currently, Sasamora says there are some 2,000 stormwater utilities operating in 39 states across the country. So the city will launch a series of community meetings next week to start talking about this. For links, head to our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.